Jennifer is going to love her engagement ring. And I was smart enough to buy it from a discount jeweler, so I got twice the ring at half the price.
Well, of course, Jennifer's going to need twice the finger to hold it up. It's humongous. I don't know what was so wrong with that little diamond chip.
Belky, Belky, Belky. In America, the size of a man's love for his woman is determined by the size of the diamond he buys her. Big diamond, lots of love. Little diamond, here's your hat. What's your hurry?
On Meepos, the size of a man's love is determined by the size of the goat he gives his beloved. Big goat, lots of love. Little goat, that's all she wrote.
Fascinating culture.
Of course, in the box says Tiffany. You got a box from Tiffany and you didn't get me her autograph?
No, Balky, this is not a box from Tiffany the singer. This is a box from Tiffany the jewelry store.
But you didn't buy the ring from Tiffany the jewelry store. You bought the ring from Harrison Dunn, the diamond king.
I know I didn't buy it at Tiffany's, but I thought this would be more impressive than the raisin box Harrison Dunn put the diamond in. Balky. When I give this ring to Jennifer, it's going to be one of the great moments of my life. And I want everything to be perfect. Oh.
Hi. Larry, what's going on? You said it was important.
Jennifer? I have something for you, and I wanted our two best friends to share this moment. Jennifer, sweetheart.
Oh, wait.
Thank you. Jennifer, sweetheart.
Oh, wait.
Thank you. Jennifer, sweetheart. This is for you.
Oh, Larry, it's gorgeous. This is the biggest diamond I've ever seen. It's too much.
Nothing is too much for the woman I love.
Oh, Jennifer, it's from Tiffany's. You should have it insured.
Oh, you're right. First thing Monday morning, I'll get the ring appraised.
Well, I'll praise it for you right now. It's a beautiful ring. It's a gorgeous ring. It's a sparkling ring.
Not praise the ring. Appraise the ring. When you appraise something, you determine its value.
Well, Cousin, I can determine its value. I was right there when you bought it. What, 60?
Jennifer, having the ring insured is a good idea. When it comes to diamonds, you can't be too careful.
I'll say. We just heard on the news tonight about some guy named Harrison Dunn getting arrested for selling phony diamonds.
Phony diamonds?
Yeah, it's hard to believe someone would be foolish enough to buy diamonds out of the trunk of a Buick.
Harrison Dunn? His name was Harrison Dunn?
Well, cousin, isn't that a small world? Because
I love this ring. Now I have to go call my mother and every girl I ever went to high school with. Come on, Marianne.
Well, you don't have to call me. I live with you.
I wasn't going to call you.
Why not? I'm your best friend.
Balky, this is terrible. Monday morning, after Jennifer has the ring appraised, she's going to know the ring's a fake and her fiancé's a fool.
What a rotten way to start the week.
What am I going to do?
Well, cousin, you just tell her the truth. You tried to impress her. You tried to get something for nothing. You went overboard. It's classic Larry Appleton. I've seen it again and again and again.
You're right. I do this all the time. I can't let her know I've done it again, all right? Here's what we're going to do.
Oh, God.
I'll sell my car. We'll buy a real diamond, and we'll switch the rings without Jennifer knowing, and everything will be fine.
Cousin, selling your car is wrong, okay? Switching the rings is wrong. And while we're on the subject, making a dog wear pants is wrong.
Balky, before, when I tried to get something for nothing, that was wrong, and you were right. And it would be wrong if I didn't try to right that wrong, right?
So what you're saying is the right way to right the wrong is to give Jennifer back the right ring and take back the wrong ring.
Right.
Well, in that case, I'll help you.
You will?
Yes, I will, because if I don't, you're going to keep talking in circles until I get dizzy. So I'm going to save you the time and me the headache. Come on, let's go deal your wheels. Oh, thank you, Marianne. I don't often make Mulinki loaf. It's nearly impossible to find fresh ox tonsils in Chicago. Seconds?
Marianne, why don't you help me clear away these dishes?
All right, Balky, remember what we're going to do. I'll get Jennifer to take off her ring, then I'll distract the girls. When I do, you switch the real ring for the fake ring and give me the okay sign.
Okay.
Balky, why don't you help Marianne finish clearing off the table, and I'll help Jennifer wash the dishes.
Why, cousin, that's a very good idea.
Jennifer, don't you think you should take off your ring? You don't want it slipping off your soapy finger and falling down the drain.
Oh, you're right. I'm not used to wearing a diamond.
I'll just put the ring over here. I'll just put the ring on the counter over here.
All right, fine, Larry.
Oh, careful, Jennifer. That plate is a family heirloom.
It is?
Oh, yes. It's been in my family since the 1700s. There's a date on the back. Oh, well, here, come down here into the dining room where the light is better, and I'll show you.
Larry, I don't see any date.
You know, Listen, maybe if you tilt it a little to the light, we might be able to see it a little bit.
Good idea, Balky.
You know, maybe it's written in invisible ink. Maybe if we just squeeze a little bit of...
Larry, I don't see anything.
Well, maybe it's on the edge here. It could be just...
Well, why don't you just keep looking, and I'll finish washing the dishes, okay?
Tell me it's not broken.
Larry, you must be heartbroken.
Well, hey, we'll get new family heirlooms when we're married. Here, Jennifer, better put your ring back on.
But, Larry, I haven't finished washing the dishes yet.
Oh, forget the dishes. No wife of mine is going to be doing dishes. Now, why don't you just go upstairs and plan our wedding. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute, girls. I made you a Bowser bag of Molinki loaf.
Bye-bye. Yes, Balky, we pulled it off. Now, Jennifer is wearing a genuine diamond, and we can throw this hunk of glass in the garbage.
Cousin, you know, I can't tell the difference between Jennifer's real diamond and this fake diamond.
Well, Balky, I can understand your confusion. Of course, to my trained eye, it's obvious that this is not a real diamond. But to the average person like yourself, Balky, there is only one way to tell. A diamond is the hardest substance in nature. It can cut glass. See? Nothing. Now, if this were a real diamond, there would be a hole right here. What did you do?
What do you mean, what I did do? I was just standing here. You were the one who cut the glass.
No, not the window. The ring. What did you do with the ring?
I switched it like you told me to.
You switched it?
Like you told me to.
But then why did you go like this?
Because this means everything is okay.
No, this means everything is okay.
No, cousin, this means the lead sheep has been neutered.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, no. That means that Jennifer still has the fake ring, and she's going to get it appraised first thing in the morning. All right, Balky, we are going to go upstairs to the girls' apartment tonight while they're sleeping and get that ring back.
Where are we going?
We got to get some flashlights.
Ah! Rocky, my eyes!
Being in Jennifer's bedroom. I just never thought I'd have to break in. Here, hold the ring for me.
Marianne, what was that?
I can't see. Oh, God, I'm blind.
Take off the mask. We go through this every morning. My God, my
ring is gone. The window's open. We've been robbed.
Oh, gee, be quiet. They may still be here. Now, come on, let's check. Pink one. Let's check.
Screaming, we came right up. Is everything okay?
It's taken me a few tries, but this is the engagement ring you can keep. It's smaller than the others.
Oh, Mary, I love this ring. The other diamond was too big. It wasn't my style.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
And I'm glad you could buy your car back.
Of course, the lady got a really great deal. He was able to buy it back for only $200 more than he sold it for.
Boy, Larry, doing things the hard way sure comes easy to you.
Well, I meant well. I just wanted you to have the best.
I have the best. I have you.